Marshall Islands are about to play their first ever international soccer match.
And I'm standing in the state where it's going to happen, Arkansas.
The home of Bill Clinton, Johnny Cash, and Razorbacks, both the real ones as well as the collegiate ones. But why Arkansas? In the 1980s, a man named John Moody got a scholarship to study in Oklahoma. Then he moved to Springdale, Arkansas and worked at a Tyson Foods plant. In 1986, the U.S. started allowing Marshallese to move freely between the two nations, and John encouraged his friends and family back home to make the same journey he did.
There are over 12,000 Marshallese currently living in Arkansas today, and many of them are just like John Moody, coming here in search of better education, better health care, better economic opportunity. But the other reasons are far more grim.
For one, many parts of these islands are uninhabitable after the U.S. conducted 67 nuclear tests in the years after World War II, forcing residents away from their native homes, with many unable to return to this day.
But as Marshall Islands moves on from its nuclear past, it's staring down the barrel of a grim climate future. Behind me is a typical river you'd find in Arkansas, and every now and then it goes above its banks, but it can hardly be considered a threat to the area. And with the Pacific Ocean water levels rising bit by bit every year, NASA climatologists say that by the end of the century, Marshall Islands will be lucky to be above water for half a calendar year, making Arkansas a proverbial life raft for these proud people. And success for the Marshall Islands would be getting on the world soccer map.
Right in here somewhere.
I found it.
There we go.
Marshall Islands.
Kind of hard, wasn't it?
It was pretty hard.
And these are the men that'll be taking the field in Springdale, Arkansas on August 14th against the U.S. Virgin Islands in their first step towards being recognized as a FIFA nation.